Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. Let's talk some college basketball with Drew Maddux, former Vanderbilt All-SEC guard, head coach over at CPA. Drew, what's up? How are you, man?
Brent, I'm doing great. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day as well.
How hard is it for you as a Vandy alum to watch 0-17?
Yeah, it's hard. I'm on a group thread with a lot of the former players, and they're sharing in the pain as well. So it's difficult. I mean, you know, you're talking about something that's never been done in the history of the program, never been done in the history of that building in terms of a losing record, longest losing streak, you know, coming off of last year with 20 losses, which was an unprecedented number as well, and now you top it again. I mean, obviously, as a Vanderbilt fan, a lifelong fan, a generational fan, it's difficult to watch.
I'll ask you this, Drew, and I know they're struggling on the women's side, too, with Stephanie. Just for him, for her, for any coach, and I know there are sometimes extenuating circumstances in programs, but what's a fair amount of time to give somebody?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mickey, I wish I had the answer for that. You know, I just believe, at least in my leadership style here at school, and I'm involved in a lot of administrative roles, I believe, you know, you rule off intuition and what your gut is telling you. And so I think it's, you know, it's kind of operating in the gray a little bit. I don't think it's black and white and you say, oh, it has to be this certain amount of years, or I think you just read trends and you get a feel for how you believe is it trending in an upward trajectory. And so I know that's not really answering your question. So I don't know, is it 3 years? Is it 5 years? Is it 4 years? I really don't know. But what I do know is I really, really like Bryce Drew. I like his staff. I believe those guys are solid. I believe they're great dudes. I believe they represent the university in the classiest of fashion. So I do believe in them, and you know, and I hope they end this losing streak quicker than it needs to continue to go on.
Yeah, it's hard to believe or explain 0-18 should it go that path. The thing about it, he's done a good job recruiting. We know about the Darius Garland situation, the injury there. Two more four stars, depending on who you look at, maybe three more four stars next year. I think he probably gets next year, but Drew, with a new AD, you just never know, you know.
Yeah, and you don't, and I think that's, you know, the X factor in all of this, Brent, is, you know, not knowing, you know, exactly how that's going to play out. You got new leadership, you got new athletic focus. You know, word came out this week now in terms of capital improvements, and so does that amp up the intensity around the program? You know, in terms of the recruiting, in terms of the playing, you know, the one thing that we have been talking about week after week on the show is Vanderbilt just traditionally has been built on blue-collar kids that can shoot the basketball. Vanderbilt always has unprecedented shooting. Obviously, one of three teams that are still alive in the three-point streak. And that, I think that's the hard thing for Vanderbilt fans to swallow, Brent, is when you see, you know, the lowest percentages in the SEC, you know, continuing to shoot in the 20 percentile from the three-point stripe. I think that's the difficulty that Vanderbilt fans have a hard time identifying with this team.
Well, 23 turnovers too, Drew. You know, and it's, they've been in games, and really they've been in a lot of games down the stretch, and a lot of times they would be their own undoing, you know, where they control their own destiny and they would fumble it away, you know, literally speaking.
Yeah, well, and like you said, Mickey, 23 turnovers, but think about this, 11 were by your big men. Yeah. Jimmy Shittu had 7 turnovers in 23 minutes. And I don't mean to single that young man out, but, I mean, guys, you know, 7 turnovers by your big man, how much is he really handling the basketball, and how much is he really having to facilitate what goes on? Now, maybe if that was Saban Lee and, you know, he's facing the Arkansas pressure or whatever it is, but that's uncalled for. Like, that cannot happen for you to have any sort of chance in today's college basketball.
Well, the new boss man, too, it's not like he's coming from a football background. He comes from a basketball background. I mean,
he knows people.
It's a guy who knows the game, and he knows people. And if anybody thinks that their AD doesn't have his own Rolodex full of his own people, they're crazy. When he took the job, he has people that he knows would be his call when or if he makes a move.
Well, and, you know, not to compromise what football does, but Vanderbilt, over many decades, decade after decade, Vanderbilt men's basketball has been right there, you know, in terms of being a successful program on that campus. I know what Tim Corbin's done baseball. I credit the football program when James Franklin came in and really turned that thing. But men's basketball, there's no reason men's basketball on that campus shouldn't be done at the highest of levels.
All right, Will Wade, under the gun. This is the story everybody's talking about. And for those that don't know, just to pull a couple of quotes from him on the FBI wiretap, he's talking to a basketball middleman on tape saying, "I went to him with an expletive strong A offer about a month ago. Strong," he said, "it was an expletive, hell of an expletive offer, hell of an offer." Man, this does not look good for Will Wade, man, at all.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. And let's just start with this. Nita Maddox would have had Tabasco sauce all over my tongue if had that been caught with the words that I was using. So let's just start there. But no, Brent, it's not a good look. Obviously, LSU having an incredible year this year. A great win last night. They're going to play Vanderbilt for a chance to be co-champions with, you know, the University of Tennessee. You know, the question now becomes, can he finish the year? Will he finish the year? Will they give him a chance to finish the year? What can he say about this? Because, I mean, if the FBI has you on wiretap, this isn't NCAA rumors, or this isn't message board talk. This is the FBI using a wiretap. They have you. You know, how does the university handle this? All I know is Bruce Pearl got what he got on a photo at a barbecue. You know, you start really going through, you know, a lot of these other coaches, what they've dealt with. Brent, this is a whole different level of accusation and proof. What will LSU do, and how fast will they move?
And it's crazy to think about. Like, I'm just thinking in terms of, like, Greg Sankey, and this story comes out, and you're about to celebrate an amazing basketball season with as many as, what, 8 teams going to the NCAA tournament for the first time ever, and you're going to have that penultimate event next week in Nashville and celebrate the league, and then this story comes down. And the top team, theoretically, you mentioned it, they beat Vanderbilt, they're the 1 seed in the SEC tournament. Will Wade, probably the coach of the year. I mean, this is huge.
Yes, and I guess, you know, they've also named now, you know, Arizona as well in this, and then in the last hour, have you guys seen more information coming out? A school in Nebraska, a school in Texas. You know, who is that, you know, really pertaining to as well? So I think this whole basketball season has been very quiet, and people have been waiting around, you know, when is the FBI going to drop the next bomb? Well, the bomb was dropped, and the SEC, LSU, NCAA college basketball, all of these people have a lot of answers to some questions by a lot of people.
Yeah, Dan Wetzel dropping it. Don had this a minute ago. It's Creighton and TCU, according to Wetzel, are the 2 schools, 1 in Nebraska, 1 in Texas. Yeah, it's going to get uglier before it gets better, and there are more federal trials coming up, not just this one in April. So we'll see how it all plays out. Duke and North Carolina this weekend, Drew, and Duke, obviously a much different team without Zion Williamson.
Yeah, I sat right there on the front row at Cameron Indoor on Tuesday night. And Brent, I have to tell you, they looked very, very average to me. Another team that really struggles to shoot. You know, they would set a record for a team that would punch their ticket to the Final Four with the lack of perimeter shooting, 7 of 23 in that game. And when I watch them play, I just really don't see a team that can create shots that gets offense easy for them. Maybe Zion Williamson makes that big of a difference, but even when I sit there and I watch R.J. Barrett, you know, he's a left-handed driver that was 0-for-6 from the three-point line and 6-of-14 from free throw and 7 turnovers. So I just think this is a team that doesn't have that many dynamic wins unless Zion Williamson enters back into that lineup. I look for Carolina to really dominate them on Saturday.
Drew, good stuff. At Drew Maddux on Twitter. We appreciate you, man.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great day.
All right, Drew Maddux. He went to Duke Cameron Indoor for the first time for that weight game. And
I saw him make a three-pointer at some point.
He ended up on the floor. Getting a shoot. He was in the locker room with R.J. Barrett. I don't know what's going on there.
Yep.
But I think Cutler Dog might have been on that trip. So, yeah, congrats to him. I've never been. I want to go.